And the whole front porch, whole living room. You couldn't even get in on the front porch and the front door to get in there the day I got married.
No kidding. Was that crowded, huh?
Uh-huh. Wasn't going to call. We wasn't going to tell nobody. But every neighborhood and their dogs and everybody in town that knew us was there.
Sounds like you didn't have to tell anybody. Y'all found out.
I don't know how they found it out, but they found out.
They were all there, huh?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, that's great.
But now that's
really neat when a lot of people come out for a wedding like this.
And we had a table as long as across this room. And we had a big old wedding cake on there with Mary and Clarence's name on it. My oldest, next oldest sister made it.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had three more cakes. We had a turkey and we had a ham and whatever.
Oh, boy.
That was after the wedding.
Uh-huh.
And the preacher told Papa, said, Dave, you think you're going to get shed of me, but I'm going to eat supper first.
I don't blame
you, Papa.
I don't blame you.
Papa said, well, we wasn't that brother, we didn't intend to run you off.
Uh-huh.
Well, he said, you ain't about to run me off. I said, how about it, Gal?
Uh-huh.
Said, I'm eating supper with you and your husband tonight. Clarence said, I don't want any. I said, I don't want any.
Everybody's hungry but you all.
Yeah, and my stepmother. She fed my little sister before we got ready to eat supper. Alice, she fed her. She born in January when Annie got married. She fed her milk and crackers. She didn't wean her then. She fed her milk and crackers. And she said, oh, I forgot. I got to feed these two babies first.
Uh-huh.
And my husband is just about three sheets. He wasn't plumb drunk. But him and my brother had been drinking.
Uh-huh.
So he said to you, you had to stand up.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I got to feed these two babies first. And my husband had that whole glass of milk and crackers she had fixed for the baby. I didn't need it, but he had every bit of it. He said, hey, maybe that's good. You can fix me another glass.
It probably helped.
Yeah, he called her Aunt May all the time. He said, Aunt May, that's good. You can fix me another glass.
That's for you.
Uh-huh. Well, you see, he had sense in.
Uh-huh.
And you couldn't smell it on his breath.
Ah.
I even didn't know he was drinking myself till we went to bed.
He had some sense in.
We had gone to bed that night. It didn't matter if we went and go to bed. I didn't even know he was drinking.
Funny.
We had a whole shoebox full of candy.
Uh-huh.
Stick candy broke up, and then he had a quart of whiskey for to get more when they should have eaten us. And they never did bother him, but they went around and got my brother-in-law and baptized him out there in the water tank in the floor.
Oh.
The ground.
Oh.
Because they never had shivery down in Georgia, so after they shiveried us,
uh-huh.
They had a cowbell on my bed.
Oh.
Running out under my head.
No!
And then they had an old plow under where Clarence wasn't a hat, but a thing that hit it and made it go plump, plump under our bed.
Gosh.
But after that, Clarence, he just reached up and cut the cord with the plow on it.
Yeah.
And then he reached over and cut my cord to the cowbell on it, right through the window.
Yeah.
And then they went around them, and he took a treat out to them.
Oh.
They told him trick or treat. Well, he took that box, shoe box full of candy.
Uh-huh.
And that quart of whiskey out and gave to the bunch.
Uh-huh. Does that make them go away?
Yeah, they left us alone, man. They never touched him.
Uh-huh.
All they told him, said, well, we're going to leave a little of that candy for the little baby. Said, you have to have your wife. Said, you need love to sweeten it up that night.
Ooh.
Said, we're going to leave some in there for your wife. Said, you need love to sweeten it up that night.
Uh-huh.
Said, because you have all the sugar on there. Little sister, what one of my brothers put for my And then they went around and got my oldest sister and her husband, and then they took him out and decked him in the tank.
They'd been married.
They'd been married ever since January, but they never had shiver eat them.
Oh, I see.
And they told him they had it coming.